Hi there. I'm glad you called Stories and Stuff from here in Minneapolis, the land of cold weather and warm hearts. This is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Have you ever heard the name Bronwyn? Well, up until recently in my whole life, I had only met one Bronwyn when I was little and lived in Miami. Only one. But I was doing one of my storytelling sessions in Australia over the phone, and there was about 40 people in the room, and out of that number, there was three Bronwyns all at one time. So, talked to one or another, at least one other Bronwyn in Australia. Well, one of these three Bronwyns that was in the room that night that I was telling stories and having discussion afterwards calls me regularly. I talk to people in the U.S. and Canada and England and Australia and about getting in touch with their childhood after they've been a grown-up for a while and stuff. And, this Bronwyn thought she would enjoy that, and regularly she does things. I was mentioning about words I like to her, and I told her I love the word cocoon swing, and cocoon swing. It just, when I say it, I kind of imagine something wonderful that you can close yourself in. And she said, why let it just be a word? She said, I'm going to make a cocoon swing. And so that's what Bronwyn did. Bronwyn made a cocoon swing. She got some kind of very sturdy webbing for the bottom and has this kind of thin nylon-like with, that she closes, the whole thing is closed and has like four chains, and it's kind of big and luscious, and she gets in there when she wants to cry, and sometimes when she wants to be happy, or just when she wants to swing and maybe sing. Speaking of singing, she got a letter in a whole little packet, actually, from the Australian government about her shower, about her singing in her shower, among other things. Did you ever think you'd get a letter from the government about singing in your shower? It's called Energy Australia, she said, and she lives in New South Wales. That's the same state in Australia that Sydney is in, by the way. And what concerns the government, not so much the actual fact that she's singing, but surveys have proved that singing in your shower, the people that sing generally take showers longer. How does a survey get made like that, and how does it get proven that you take longer in your shower when you sing? I'm not sure. I don't think they said. But she was kind of wondering that, too. But anyway, along with the note that she shouldn't sing in her shower because it takes longer, there's this cute little shower timer that'll stick to the wall of her shower, and I think she was timing it, and maybe it was 4 minutes or something. You turn it over, it's a little hourglass or like an egg timer, she said. And I wanted it, but she said, no, I want it, and I'm keeping it because I'm a child now and I want to keep things I like, which is good. I like people being strong and knowing what they want like that. But I do plan to find a shower timer somehow in Australia. So I guess if they don't want her to sing in her shower, she can always go and sing on her swing. But she said she'll just sing in her shower anyway. And, she can always turn the water off, too. They're having the severe drought, the worst drought they've had in many, many years, and some cities might even run out of water. It actually is pretty serious, even though me and Bronwyn kind of joke about it. Well, anyway, she can sing on her swing. But, you know, some people cry, and some people are there to help you cry. I used to go to a playgroup in Orono, a suburb of the Twin Cities here in Minnesota. And there was this kid named Zach. He wasn't just known as Zach. He was also known as Thunder Feet. And that's what his feet sounded like. He would run across the room of the basement, the playroom, and we knew what was about to happen. He would jump up the stairs about three at a time, fling the door of the basement open, jump through and slam it so hard that the walls would shake. And we'd hear him overhead on the hardwood floors upstairs thundering through the house to get to the other basement door at the other end of the house. We'd hear it fling open and maybe hit the other wall. And he would grab it and just slam it as hard as he could and jump down the basement steps and land in my lap. Boom! And he would go, meow, or something like that. Wow, just a bundle of energy. One day something strange happened, though. He was so quiet, and his friend Jennifer out there was so quiet, that both mothers came creeping out to see just what had happened. They saw him sitting on the ground right beside me, and Jennifer was there, too. And Jennifer, who jumps up and down on me as hard as she could and runs around and with friends does two jump ropes at one time and stuff, well, both were very still, all because of an ant on my T-shirt. And they were watching it and watching it, and even the mothers sat down, and if they talked at all, they whispered very, very softly. You don't want a loud whisper to scare an ant, you know. And the ant would crawl one way or the other, and they say it was about 15 minutes until finally it left my T-shirt and got out into the grass somewhere. I still have that same T-shirt that the ant walked on that day. And Thunderfeet, he can be quiet. One day in the grocery store, though, he ran up to a man. His mother was there, and him shopping, and suddenly leaped out right out of the grocery cart, wham, onto the ground, and ran over to a guy. And, I'm here to help you cry, he said. He had seen a man crying, and he ran over there to help him cry. Zach was 4 years old, and the man kind of picked him up and stuff, and mother came running over there right away to see what was going on. It turned out this man was from a former Soviet country. She thinks it was Moldova, but we're not sure. But anyway, he was overwhelmed. He was in the grocery store by himself the first time he had been shown. But looking at all those choices, he was going to try to buy some hot dogs and different things. And of everything, there was so many different kinds. And usually there, he said, you could stand in line for hours and maybe there wasn't any meat left. It was like one kind of meat. And, you know, there was all these choices for hot dogs, even for the buns. And everything else was like that. And he just sort of stood looking in all directions with all that food and all that abundance that anybody could come in and buy. And he just started crying, realizing that he was really in America now. And so his mother helped him, or Zach's mother helped this man pick out stuff and helped him home and unpacked his groceries and invited him over for dinner a few days later. And the man had a surprise for Zach, a wooden action figure. And it was a soldier, a commander, actually, in I think the Red Army, a high-ranking person. And he said, there's a secret about this soldier that I'll show you. And he showed Zach just where to push, and the carved soldier that the man had made himself opened up. And inside there was another soldier, a little smaller and a little lesser rank. Inside that soldier was a soldier, and inside that soldier was a soldier, and inside that soldier. By the time Zach finished in utter amazement, Zach had a whole army of 5 soldiers ready to fight, all made of special, nice, polished wood and everything carved. So I think Zach still has those soldiers to this day. The man that Zach came and helped cry. Yep, Zach, the one they call Thunderfeet. When he's interested, he can be silent enough to watch an ant. And he can also be sensitive enough to go up and help a man cry. Well, I'll let you know more about this singing in the shower letter when I find out more about it. They didn't actually forbid you to sing in the shower. I think they just recommended that Bronwyn and all her friends throughout New South Wales refrain from singing in the shower so as to save water. But she found actually all you have to do is turn that timer over, and it gives you another 4 minutes. And it's nice too, it even sticks to the wall. She says she loves that little thing. I think she says it's made of glass. Well, next week, there'll be another story, and stay strong and take care of each other. And remember, crying is not a breakdown, it's a breakthrough. Find some time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.